We have talked about it all morning. The Rugby League World Cup will be held in 2025 in France. The announcement was made last night by the PM, Jean Casteau. I know Trent Robinson is the coach of the Sydney Roosters. He's also the director of coaching for French Rugby League. And Trent's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Robbo.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, I know this has been in the wings for quite some time, but on the announcement last night, how excited are you as to what this will mean for rugby league in France?
Yeah, very excited. It's been, you know, there's been a really good push supported by Troy Grant from the International Rugby League. And, you know, there was a desire from the French side to want to have the World Cup back there. I think 1972, first ever World Cup, 1954, was in France. And then trophies, a French trophy that we play for every World Cup, and then 1972. So getting it back was important. And, you know, and we've got, you know, there's been a real resurgence in the last couple of years. Catalan Dragons going to the grand final last year and Toulouse Olympic winning their way into Super League. So it's a real important period of time for French rugby league.
Robbo, we always talk about growing the game. For the first time, the tournament will come in four formats. So it's men's, women's, wheelchair and youth.
Yep.
How significant is that going to be for the sport?
Well, this is, you know, we often, you know, most sports, they try and separate the different disciplines, whether it's, you know, they might play the competition before the women's competition, before the men's competition we're seeing in AFL at the moment, or the Paralympics might be after the Olympics, whereas what we're going to do in 2025 is run them concurrently. So we're going to have 40 different cities in France are going to sort of look after the competitions, and to have men's, women's, youth and disability all played at once. It's a great showcase for rugby league in a country that it is a minor sport. For us to be able to showcase that there in the world's most visited country is, it's pretty special.
Yeah. What about some anticipated outcomes, Robbo? You mentioned that it's a unique way to go about it, 40 different cities and towns that will be hosting games of the different disciplines over the course of this. Then they move to the bigger towns and cities for the games at the end. Do we look at what does rugby league in France look like post the 2025 Rugby League World Cup?
Yeah, so Jimmy, when they go through the bid, right, the government obviously funds the world, you know, any of these major sporting events. So they put a lot of emphasis on community either jobs, community engagement, and also participation. So what we saw last night was it was sort of the day dot of how do we increase the participation in rugby league. What we want to see is the launch pad for rugby league getting back to its prime that it was in the 50s and 70s in France, and saying, look, this is a French sport as well. So we need to have success on the field, but we also need to see progression through schools and local clubs. I think we've committed to a 25% increase in men's rugby league, and we're sort of looking at sort of a 400% increase in women's. So there's some big targets to hit. It's not just get the World Cup on and thank you very much. It's, you know, you're gonna have to work hard at development, which is a great thing.
One for the rugby league historians as well too. I thought it fascinating that the French Prime Minister Jean Casteau made mention of the Vichy government, which in 1941 during World War II actually banned rugby league and transferred all assets to rugby union, which gave it a massive advantage at the time and continued for some time. So that was a nod to the history too, which seems to show how invested this PM is in the game of rugby league.
Yeah, well, he got asked a question by the great journalist that we know, Steve Mascord, from over the other side of the world now, about the Vichy government, and you know, and he answered it well in saying, look, this is, you know, we have to know what sort of happened in our past, but we need, this is about moving forward. You know, this is about going forward and bringing sort of rugby league back to the people. So, you know, and that's, don't forget, I mean, that was a really dark point in rugby league and the French government there in the 40s, but we also had resurgence in the 50s and 70s, which we didn't capitalise on, and that was down to rugby league people.
Right.
Robbo, just turning our attention to the upcoming season with the Roosters, how has the preparation been? Because we've obviously seen a lot of different sports impacted by COVID. How have your players been, the majority of them training at the moment? What's the situation at the club?
No, most of them have, you know, we've got the majority have had COVID or going through COVID at the moment. So we would, what would I say, as a percentage, we would have about 75% that have had it or going through it at the moment.
Wow.
So we sort of had, out of 36, we had 11 training on the first day back after pre-season. Cool. And then, but also a couple of those guys had had it earlier in Christmas, but it hasn't, man, that's cool. It's not different to what everyone else is going through. I heard a bit of the intro about the rules and all that. You know, everyone knows that it jumped on us over the last, you know, few weeks. So we've just had to sort of, this isn't about what is a 20-year-old, how come he can't go to a nightclub? It's, you know, we know we've got vaccinations, but we've also got to just look after the elderly, you know, and the vulnerable for a period of time. So we know we've just got to go through this for, you know, however many weeks or months with some small restrictions, but mate, life's back to normal for us. We've got different guys coming in and out each day, but we'll just keep surging ahead with our training.
And based on that, Robert, and I know you have a great relationship with your players and your senior players in particular around that. And we're hearing reports that the Rugby League Players Association and the NRL met and talked about what those protocols would be. And there's been a bit of pushback from the Rugby League Players Association. How would you describe the mood of the group itself around, okay, these are the restrictions that are going to be forced upon us or that we have to adhere to and the willingness to do that?
Jimmy, I can tell you, I have not heard one word about any complaint about the restrictions or why do we have to do this. To be honest, I've heard nothing. Not one complaint, not one question. They've just gone, okay, well, that's what we've got to do. Everyone can see what's in front of us at the moment, you know? And so I haven't heard a thing from our players about it. So we received it, we passed it on, you know, we're going about adhering to them and we'll just keep training. So I don't see it as a big deal at the moment. You know, if restrictions tighten up and, you know, you can go to a restaurant, but just sit outside. Is that, you know, is that the end of the world in summer?
No, it sounds like the right attitude or a really positive attitude for the guys to have, which is great for you and the club and for the players themselves. What about the season in the group and injuries? Luke Currie in a moon boot in the past couple of weeks. What's the situation? How is the group looking from that point of view?
Yeah, it's sort of, I think it's pretty well documented last season for us. And there's been a big shift in sort of the age of our group. We've got a lot younger. But, you know, it's been really good to see those young guys come through. Our sort of our leaders have left, but they also left midway through the year. So we've had a lot of these guys come back. Guys that usually may not have played last year. I'll give an example of sort of an Egan Butcher who came on and played really well last year. He comes back to training not looking to try and play first grade. He's looking to cement a spot and change the course of a game, not just participate in the game. So we've got maybe 10 examples of that in our squad. So it's been really good. Kez is, you know, he had an ankle. He's always had sort of ankle or foot sort of issues from his former days right through to now. So he just had a bone spur removed in October. So just to free up that ankle a bit more, but he's cool. He'll be right by sort of end of Jan. He'll be out in the next couple of days and get back to running. So yeah, looking forward to having Luke back. That's for sure.
One of the features of last year, Robbo, was the number of injuries that the Roosters suffered. Now it's sort of like a blanket situation, but if you look at each one on an individual basis, and they were at different stages of their career and different severity of injury, and if you look at Kieran's ACL compared to Joey Marno's broken cheekbone, has the club looked at, okay, all of these things in minute detail and tried to work out, are we doing something that perhaps we could do differently that could prevent some of these injuries? Or is that just part of, hey, you're playing rugby league and it's a tough sport?
Well, it's a bit of both. If you don't look, you won't change. So we've definitely had to look, and we've looked deeply. And so we've implemented some things where we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. You know, so we've got quite a new performance team in place, with sort of led up by Dave Nissen, who's quite an experienced guy there. So we've tried to put some things in place where we can improve. And then also understand that that it can happen in footy sometimes. So the balance of the two, but if you don't look at it, you won't change.
Hmm. Just on Joey Manu, how is he recovering from that? Is he back at contact work, presuming that he is back at training? And I'm not sure whether he is one of the players back at training.
Yeah, he was until yesterday. It's a close contact at home. So he was back in, and you know he's been really good. You know, it was obviously quite an injury, but also the face repairs really quickly. So he's done well. He's back at it, and you know he'll be ready to attack the season.
In news away from rugby league, am I right, Robbo, in saying that you've taken out the NFL fantasy comp that you're in?
No way.
Is exciting times, Robbo.
It was from 2-7, Jimmy. I came through and I think I won 8 in a row.
Wow.
It was good to, it was nice to win the charity event there with the boys. I love my NFL, and my poor Ravens just couldn't get it done yesterday. It was pretty disappointing, but I love the NFL fantasy. That's my social media. No social media for me. So I get to go and play the NFL fantasy.
Hey, Robbo, I'm heading over to the Super Bowl in February. Who are your picks? Who do you think's going to be there?
Yeah, I think on one side, the Chiefs, I'd like to see Mahomes come through and deliver in a different style. They haven't been in form, but, you know, they're a dominant team. You know, I'd actually like to see the Titans from their side as well, like the hard-working sort of get down and dirty sort of a team. But I'd like to see Mahomes, and then it's hard with the way that the Packers are going. But it always sticks with me their final game. It's always sort of been one short. I'm really interested in Tampa Bay and Packers and, you know, those sort of teams, whether they can rise again with their quick QBs.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would you like? Who are you on, Jimmy, there?
Joe, my team's... I'm Seattle Seahawks, so we're out of contention. Personally, I'd like to see the Dallas Cowboys make it because they're such a big franchise.
It'd be exciting. Yeah. It'd be exciting. I quite like the Bills. I don't know, something about them. But, yeah, I'm likewise...
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm... I'm a Jags fan, though, so we got no hope.
Hey, you sport the playoff aspirations. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbo, great to have you on. Exciting for French Rugby League, and I know you're such a strong supporter of that for obvious reasons. You've been there, you've coached there, your wife is French as well. 2025 can't come quick enough for rugby league lovers in France. Great to have you on the program, mate, and all the very best for season 2022 with the Roosters.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers,
there
Robbo.
He is, Trent Robinson. We better fly. We've got to get to a break. After the break, we're back with more. Stick around. Have your say. 1300 01 1170.